Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner. And I've got my own. It's a visionary vocabulary, and it's about opening up. And really, it's about expanding your life in a different way. And it's really about opening up to your own talent. And it's about expanding into different things. But it's really about opening up to understand yourself. And the biggest fear we have is trusting our own abilities and our own talent. But when it comes down to it, we've really never had the imprint to tell us to trust. You know, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players in the world, he even had challenges in his youth. But what Michael did is he went to work to expand and improve in the groove of his own talent. As he opened up, he started understanding what was happening in his own life and how it would go forward. And, you know, that's just the way we are. We all have that kind of talent. But it's a unique and an innate talent to who we are and how we do things. But we get so caught up in trying to be better than somebody, we forget to be as good as we can. And that is something I expanded into this last couple weeks, is the appreciation for everything. It is the appreciation that we really expand into and what really develops us. But as we go forward in life, you really open up to what is different about each other and how it goes and what it does. But it really so isn't so much being different. It's just being trusting in who you are. And people that are more trusting in who they are scare people that aren't. And, you know, the people that ridicule are usually the most fearful of all. And that's something I've expanded into and understand now. And in my book, I Forgive Me, I'm Free, available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. I am a freelancing, dancing, dauntless avant-garde. Relishing prosperity as my part excites my lightning quick wit, setting free my thunderous truisms to launch my divine divine white light lance, flashing my bold beam, a brilliant, exhilarating, accelerating modernism that expressed success. This unchanged and stains my lively, astute, novel credence, expands my cowboy, let's go wisdom to energize my state-of-the-art visions, unrestricted my iron will visionary to vehemently visualize my enterprising endeavors in the moment and sticks my prickly, egotistical critic. It's now cowardly condemning contrition. And that is what my writings are about. Them words actually open the gatekeeper between the conscious and the subconscious mind. And that is something that really opens it up, is getting that gatekeeper out of the way, stimulating the subconscious, because what happens in life is we become fearful of being different. And we're afraid to engage in the person we are and how we do it. And anyway, as we go forward in life, we really start having different ways of looking at life and expanding through life. But as we look at life, what is life? Is it what we think we're human? Is it what? How do we overthink that life is just an event of experiences? And that's all life is. How do we complicate that by, oh, this is what I am, this is what I got to do, da, 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 da. Who's guilty of that? Me. And that is kind of, that is really the opening where it's at. And as you really open up to engage in the inner sage, you really page the princess of prosperity and the wise man of wealth. You know, life is a first date all the time. You know, it is. And as you go through it and you start looking at it, it becomes what it is. And as we open up to expand and we start understanding what it is, we become more forthright in our innovative talent. But it isn't until we understand that the talent that we see in others, we really encompass. We just have to uncover the talent and welcome who we are and let the world see us, understand us for who we are. Because as we understand our graciousness, we understand our gratitude towards life. And as we do this, we become bold and brilliant in the game of life. And, you know, the thing that's hurting the world today more than anything is people in positions that lack people skills. And that is the trouble with the world. And that is what is really wrong with the world. That's the challenge the world faces, because they don't understand the emotional makeup of people. They don't understand the prowess of everything. But what we really don't understand is each other. We really have the same everything. We're just afraid to admit we have it. And as we go through life, life starts dealing and wheeling us stuff that just makes us unsavory and unsatisfied. Then we become the critic of our own life. And that's kind of where I got to today. For a little bit, anyway. You know, the thing is admitting what you get. And see, here's the thing. I can always go forward in life because I'm willing to unhook the plow of disallow. And see, there's always a road and a frontier and a highway, and there's money for, there's something to do somewhere in this world all the time. But we're so afraid to leave where we're at, it just is unradical. Here's from my book, My Visionary Am, My Omniestic Oracle, and Releases My Pioneering Visionary. Omniestic Oracle unleashes my pioneering vision me and binds my stalwart spine, slashing the lash of my conquering trailblazer, tenaciously rev up my ardent, impeccable love, bountifully living, affluent, zealously expanding robust, enterprising energies to enliven my soul, to send out unconditional love by experiencing the suave sassiness of who I am. And that's in my book, My Visionary I Am. I have a Letting Go CD that really, really gets deep into the bones in the body, because this is something I understand totally. Unless you let go of the body, you don't let go anywhere. And right now, the challenge has become pretty a myth because, I really understand now that I let things push my buttons. And today, I let them get pushed. And every once in a while, they get pushed. But, you know, people that have buttons usually have a little bit of backbone. People that are docile get flossed in a big way. And as life gets a happening and a smacking, you know, life has a dance. Whether you like to dance or dislike to dance, life has a dance. And it's a dance of determination, daringness, dauntlessness, dapperness, affluence, audaciousness, naturalizing, natural, native, nativity, nirvana, canonized, kaputspa, every day. Everything, something happens in a good way every day. So I put forth my deal to do and really get to going on it and start moving forward. And as I open this up, I become more freely and more forthright in every day I do things. Now as I move my life into a bolder, bigger way, life happens. And life is what happens when we forget to live life. You know, you can forget everything, but you'll remember everything. Because the subconscious mind has an image of it. And that is what the deal is. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, Hypnotherapy is. It's about appreciating who you are and doing what you got to do. So anyway, I'm just going to allow things to happen and, you know, be forthright about it. And as we go forward, we'll do things. But here's the thing you have to remember. Life is what happens when you're afraid to live life. Life isn't about being scared. Life is about being alive. And as we're alive, we'll always strive. You know, the thing about it is, we're alive in every way possible. It's just that we won't allow ourselves to be alive. And the thing about aliveness is the greatest thing that ever happened. But it's the willingness to succeed is in the aliveness of who we are. So where aren't you alive? And you know, you can know everything about business, but if you're really afraid and misunderstand business, but you understand the game of life. And as we go through this game of life, we're going to hit the fears. But it ain't the fears that we have to worry about. It's what we're scared of is really where the pelver, of the parlay of the freeway stands. You got to parlay a freeway, a forthright, real, robust energy, expanding wisdom, aggrandizing Yahweh, because it's within us is what we're going to put forth into the world and have fun and do what we do and do what everybody thinks we should do and how we should do it. How do you play to the other people's way? That's the way it is. And today I got frustrated, and I got frustrated at myself more than anybody because I let things kind of push my buttons. But I allowed myself to let things get to me, and I've got a very stand-up-for-myself attitude. But, you know, the thing I'm really learning, I have to be more gracious and appreciative for what it is. And as we go forward, life is going to go forward in a bolder, bigger way. But it's really the enlightenment of life that is where we're at in life. But see, you can't be scared to play that game of life. It's not the life that we fear. It's the grandeur of life we're scared of. So how are you scared of that deep down and really afraid of everything? And we really stop living and we stop doing anything. and we really never let things happen the way they should. We get paranoid about everything and everything the way we're doing it. You can't get paranoid because you get an adenoid of no gold. But actually, the only one that can go this into frustration and anger is ourselves. And how do you do that? That's from a procedural structure or a memory. Anger is a structured memory. Frustration pushed when you're pushing your button. But everything is a structure of release, but we allow it to get to us. And as we go forward and we start doing things, and we really start getting gassed at ourselves and ghastly and, you know, I just get let it get to me today. And, you know, every once in a while, days get to me. Days get to me very badly. And today did. But very seldom. It's probably once or twice a year. But today was a very, very, a very frustrating day. And, you know, the frustration actually makes me go deeper into myself. And that's what I'm doing right now, because I'm really looking at myself in the mirror and seeing how did I let things get out of control. And how did I let my ego get in the way today? I let my ego run rampant today. And man, I can just feel it and see it. But it's the structure of the male ego is where I'm at and how I do things. And what happens in life. You know, the thing is I'm willing to stand in there and go through it. Then I'm willing to look at myself and get out of it. But you know, the thing about life is expanding out of life. Expanding out of the structure of destruction into the structure of rapture. And there is no structure for rapture. It's just a free-flowing forthrightness in a fantastic way. But as we go through this and life becomes entertaining, life happens in a bold, big way. You know, life isn't always a guaranteed thing. The only guarantee in life is death. But there's an event, there's just an exponential of expanding events between now and then. And what we're afraid of is the event. You know, afraid of celebrations. We can go home for a funeral, but we can't make a family reunion. I'm guilty of that one big time. And here's from my book, The Flow and the Glow, Winds of Wisdom. Infinite Spirit, I feel the winds of wisdom glistening, opening my lips, listening to glow, and my blow my words of wisdom down my river, valleys of prosperity across my mountaintops of pristine, prospering prairies. Traversing my seas of success by crisscrossing my oceans of wealth, freeing me to walk my talk boldly, expressing my prophetizing wise. To enterprise everything in a bold build way. But life is a gamble. And, you know, today we put something in, and I'll have to take responsibility for it because it was wrong. And, you know, I wasn't paying attention to print. That is one of my challenges, paying attention to details. But now I got the lesson today, and I was very frustrated about it. But as we went through this, life become an open door of success and to soar. But when life gives us sour apples, we got to play in the fields of prosperity, and that's what we did today. But life never allows us more than we can handle. But sometimes life has to deal with such a controversial situation that it makes us seizure old patterns and it causes us to let go. It's almost like it likes the world in uncomfortability more than ability, and in the peace. But how are we so afraid to be at peace? You know, and the thing is, we get so caught up in running around in the same situation, we forget to expand who we are and understand what we are. But as you walk forward, life does open up to us in an eventful way. It's like the time the eagle rises, things go the other way. But it's all good. And you know, the thing is, tomorrow's a new day. We're going to play in a better way. We're going to have fun doing it. And the thing about doing it and doing it right is you're going to make mistakes, you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to get angry. But it isn't the anger that matters. It's how you pander to the anger, or else you expand out of the anger and use the anger to aggrandize newborn, gallant, enterprising revelations within myself. And that's something that I'm really opening up to and understanding and really liking. But it's really allowing the emotional energy, but allowing yourself to unstructure the emotional energy. Because anger is a destructive, but it can be constructive, but most of the time it's a very frustrating situation. And that comes to my book that I like. It's called Fear is My Friend. And everybody says fear is an illusion. Fear is an emotional attachment in the cells and the energy and things like that. It's called glistening genius, relish it. Fluently float, the effervescence of appeasing yourself by realizing the view of the world on cloud nine today and every day in a strange, sensational way. Go for my fairways, extravagantly appreciating life experiences, just like rich milk chocolate is to the taste buds. In a plush, pristine way. Authorize me to understand that fear is my friend, energizing adventurous, resplendent journeys in my daily life and opening my out. I'll unleash wisdom to soar with the edges of everything. As I now see life gets going for me and life gets expanding. But so here's the thing. How are you afraid to appreciate the mishaps of life and let go of what's happening? You know, as we go through this, and life goes on no matter what we do, we go on and on and on, and as we do this, life happens in a different way and really expands to what us do. Whatever it happens. But where in ourselves do we get the controversy and the fear of moving forward and doing the right thing? You know, life is what happens when I get afraid to do anything. And that's what really happens in this life. We get afraid to do anything, and we get afraid to do something. Because that's why we're locked in the situation we are, and that's why it happens now. And, you know, when life isn't what's happening, we're the one that's living in kind of a mundane flow of life. So what really opens up your appetite to be forthright and to be moving forward in your life? You know, the thing is, you can ask this, you can do, many different things, but what happens when you get engaged in a new situation of success and fun and everything? How do you allow yourself to get caught up in that? I know I do. I let it happen today. And I should not have done that. I let my ego and my big head just run my life today. And that isn't a good day. And so what is happening now, I'm going to open up and really move forward and really expand my stand to understand I can. And it is the rapture of this that will fracture the structure of destruction and open up my fun-filled, thrill life, because I'm willing to go through the turmoil to expand into it and live my life in a bolder, better way. Now as I see my life forward, going forward, I'm kind of laughing at today. I got to make a joke of today because my big old ego was angry today. I have to laugh about it. And you know, the thing is, it really doesn't matter. It all doesn't matter. As long as everybody went home healthy, you know, there's thousands of people today in the Middle East that ain't going to go home happy tonight and live in the United States of America. So I feel pretty fortunate for who I am. And everything is good, and I got a new friend on the job and see what's happening. But you know, the thing about it is, it's about the energy of what it is. And I got to laugh about it now. This afternoon was a very frustrating day. And, it's, you know, I frustrated myself and nobody else did it. And that's just the way it is. But tomorrow's a new day. We're going to play in a bigger, bolder way because we're going to parlay the day into prosperous, affluent, revolution, and revolutionizing luxury. Aggrandizing, yes, I can play in the field of prosperity. As I open my eyes to this, I'm going to feel free to everything. And as you do it, you got to let it happen. But it's really about the engaging in your inner self and unleashing your talent and appreciating every second of every day. And you know, whatever happened today was the right thing. I just ain't sure. It was a good thing. No, it was all fun today. And see, expectations is what got me into the frustration. And that is things. How are expectations ingrained frustration? Because of what happened. And when you trust your abilities and talent, everything just ballets into you in a bold, sounding, loving, luminary epiphany today. And that's what life is about. It's about the epiphanies of today and not of tomorrow. And I am Cowboy Robert Wilson, Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality. It's hypnotherapy with vision, NLI with innovation, and Daryl Linguistic Inspirational Intuition to expand your life into a bolder, bigger way. And I will be here next week with guests, and I will talk to you later. And anyway, I want to thank you. I wish you a good weekend. Everybody have fun, and I'm going to say good night.